And welcome to the Bachelor Podcast with Nicole and Matt, the show where we discuss the whole family of Bachelor reality TV relationship shows on ABC. This is episode number, drum roll please, episode number 50 of our podcast, in which we're going to talk about the episode of The Bachelor that aired the night of Monday, February 6th. Now, just a reminder, everybody, this is a review show, so we're going to be talking about what happened in that episode. This is also a spoiler-free show because we are sure that the identity of the girl that Ben picks at the end is available online if you Google it, but Nicole and I don't want to know. We try to remain as spoiler-free as we possibly can, but sometimes that doesn't always work out, does it, Nicole?
No, sometimes it doesn't.
When was the last time you had The Bachelor spoiled for you? Do you remember?
I do. It was Bob's season.
Bob Guinea, bring me my girlfriend and a bottle of wine, Bob.
That was Bob, yeah. I was in Walmart, and I remember walking by the magazine section.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a magazine, and I forget what it was. It was something like Us or something like that. And it said on the cover, like, to, you know, read a spoiler of who Bob the Bachelor picks in the end. Turn to page 12. And I had a choice, and
You made the wrong choice.
I picked up the magazine. I was like, you know what? I'm going to find out who he picks. And he had picked Estella.
Estella. I do remember her,
And that's the only time I knew in the end.
I remember I knew one time when you and I were watching it together throughout the years. There was one time where I was reading like an article in a magazine just like that, but they didn't say who. That they didn't like let you know up front that it was going to be a spoiler. They just kind of like dropped it in the middle of the article.
Oh yeah, who was this?
I'm trying to remember. Who was before Deanna? It was Brad. It wasn't Brad. Then who was before Brad?
I don't remember.
Andy or anyways? It was around that era of The Bachelor. So, well, thank you everybody. This is episode number 50 of our show, and I can't believe we've made it this far. It's pretty awesome.
I know.
So we promised you last week that we were going to give you a little bit of a announcement, some sort of little teaser or behind-the-scenes thing. We're just going to tease that. We'll let you know what it is at the end of the episode. Is that okay with you, Nicole?
That's great.
Okay, great.
It's not really an announcement.
It's not. No, but it's
a just, fun little fact.
It's a fun little fact that will I think you guys might enjoy. It's here's the tease. It's about the history of the Bachelor podcast. It's the origin, if you will, of how we came to be. So I'm going to share that story with you at the end of this episode. But before we get into our recap, we have some listener feedback here. So we're going to listen to a voicemail here from Tessa and Rachel.
Hi, this is Tessa. This is Rachel. We're from West Virginia. We just wanted to call in and talk about Ben's rough week of the bye. We weren't really sure what was going on with lately, but it was obvious that he wasn't interested. When she was showing him that scrapbook, he just kind of stared at her blankly, and we knew Rachel was going to be the one that he kept. It just seems like Ben is really hard on his feelings and should be a little bit more sensitive to the girls when he's sending them home. Thank you. Love the podcast. Bye.
So that was Tessa and Rachel. And
thanks, Tessa and Rachel, for your great voicemail. I actually, in my notes this episode, I wrote down the exact same things that they just said. Number one, when Blakely was showing Ben her scrapbook, you could tell. I'm like, well, he's not picking her. And then the other thing is, when Ben's letting girls go, he's not very he doesn't come across as very sensitive.
It's
true. And I'll mention a little bit more about that later. So
great voicemail. Definitely keep it on up. If people want to leave us a voicemail, they can call us at area code 631-223-8435. Again, that is 631-223-8435. We appreciate all the voicemails that we get each and every week. Thank you so much, Tessa and Rachel, again. So let's go into our recap for this week. We are in beautiful Panama City, Panama.
Yeah, it's gorgeous there.
Muy bueno.
So Courtney winds up talking about how she's really confident, and she mentions the skinny dipping. It's like, okay, that's annoying.
Yeah.
And then Ben comes into the room, And he drops off the date card, which is really weird because it's always Chris Harrison.
Yeah, you know, I was...
Or a knock on the door.
Right, right, exactly. I was actually reading a thing from Chris Harrison this week on his blog on Entertainment Weekly, and he said the reason why it was Ben and not him is because he was busy shooting his show You Deserve It in California. So that's why that didn't work out.
Okay. So Casey B gets the one-on-one. Something I noticed that was interesting is she in the beginning of the date, she was wearing flip-flops, and she's almost the same height as Ben. I'm wondering, is she tall or is he short?
I think that she's tall.
So they take this helicopter ride to a deserted island, and Ben has a fear that they're going to run out of things to talk about, which I think is interesting. But they don't, and they have to – they're all – oh, they say – yeah, and the helicopter left, and we're all by ourselves.
Oh, no, without camera crew producers or production assistants.
Exactly.
Or, like, come on now, really?
And they have to, quote, unquote, survive. They're cutting up coconuts and fishing. And
it's like a little crossover here with Survivor, you know? Like,
yeah.
Which... actually, I kind of thought it was kind of neat that they did that. I didn't think it was that cheesy or dumb.
It was
like a cute thing, right?
It was cute, but they were making it like it was so serious. Like, yeah, what are we going to do?
Really?
Yeah.
I think that they were kind of like tongue-in-cheek about it. I don't think.
So they leave the island and they have a romantic dinner in the city. And Casey B reveals something very close and personal. Mm-hmm. She says that in high school she had an eating disorder.
Oh, right.
But, it helped to shape who she is today. And Ben seems, you know, very loving and caring about it. And he gives her the rose, which is no surprise.
Yeah. Now, we know that Casey B is a front runner.
Definitely.
At this point.
He's picking her.
Without a doubt.
So then we have the group date.
Mm-hmm.
We have Emily, Nikki, Lindsay, Casey S., Courtney, and Jamie. They take this boat ride in the rain. And all of a sudden, these kids in loincloths are playing soccer.
I was like, okay.
And
this
Ben's
is a
like,
odd.
I think that's cute. So that was interesting. And then they stumble upon this village.
I just was like, are they exploiting these poor people?
I know.
Like out in the middle of nowhere, like. Here we're going to have these beautiful women and this man show up with like a camera crew. And they're going to hang out with you guys. And
dress like you.
Dress like you. Like what kind of message is this sending to these people and the people that are watching the show? Like just really weird.
I know.
Really,
it's very
really
odd. So the girls dress in the garb of the people there. Courtney goes all the way and just takes her top off.
And she's... oh, go ahead.
And Ben's just wearing a loincloth, which is pretty awkward. And then he says something interesting. He says, you know, I appreciate the fact that Courtney took her top off. And then he says, in more ways than one.
Oh, that is so gross.
He's getting on my nerves, this Ben. So now here's my uh-oh moment. Continues to shake her breasts throughout the whole date, like lift her arms up and just shake her chest with her unclothed top there. And I know there's a few things that happened in this episode that could be uh-oh moments, but this
is
mine.
There are quite a few. There are quite a few.
This is mine because it's so ridiculous that I really wonder what Ben's mom and sister are thinking as they're watching this episode.
What? Because... It's so rude. It's so like uncalled for. It's so
weird.
Gross. It's
weird.
Like attention grabbing. It's desperate. It's all the above. Checkmark D. It's all the above. It's ridiculous.
But she just comes off as insane.
She comes off as insane, and he's really coming off gross now.
Yeah,
that he's like, he's making those kinds of comments, and I'm really like, I haven't turned on a bachelor or a bachelorette like this in a long time. And I, for the most part, I always try to give them the benefit of the doubt because it's a crazy situation to be in, being surrounded by, you know, all these, you know, men or all these women or whatever,
right.
You know, whoever they are. And how are you supposed to predict how you would act in that kind of situation?
Exactly.
Right? But he's really crossing the line for me. And
yeah.
And I'm unhappy with him.
He's getting a little gross. He says some a few other comments later on. So Ben and Lindsay have some alone time. I really like Lindsay. And she said it was hard for her to get used to Ben seeing all these other girls. They kiss. You can tell he really likes her.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely like Lindsay a lot. I think that they have like a sweet connection is how I was going to describe it. She seems like just a very down-to-earth, normal person. There's some alone time with Courtney. And
you know what's interesting? He mentions the skinny dipping, but last episode, he's like, yeah, you know, I'm a little, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But this episode, when he mentions it, he doesn't seem to regret it at all.
No, not
really
at all.
Interesting.
But he's talking to her like, so you probably in hot water with the other women, right? And she's like, yeah, I definitely think so. And he's like, well, you know, but I appreciate what you're doing though. You know, you're showing me you care. And I'm like, you know what, Ben, I was going to order some of your wine, but I'm not going to now. I'm done with you. And then she says some sort of comment like, you know, the other girls aren't sexual, but you know, I am.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Are you kidding? Are you kidding me?
She tells him her room number, like, if you want to come later, which is another whole thing. So, okay. Ben and Jamie. Jamie, who has... We've never seen Ben mention Jamie ever.
Never.
She says she's never kissed him. How is she still there?
How is he keeping her around at this point?
Exactly. So then Courtney strips down to her bikini during their time together, during Ben's time with Jamie, and she jumps in the pool. And this is when I got really grossed out at Ben. Ben's like, you know, it's difficult to focus with Courtney all alone in the pool.
Well, that's exactly what Michelle Kaczynski said on Facebook. If you want to join the conversation, you can search for us on Facebook.com. You can type in The Bachelor Podcast, and our logo will show up there. And we try to post stuff and converse with people during the week. Michelle was like, ew, you know, it's totally awkward when she was prancing around the pool. You could tell Ben wasn't listening to a single word Jamie was saying.
And exactly.
It was so rude of Courtney to do that, obviously. But come on, Ben, like, show, like, a little disgust at this. Like,
and a little, show a little respect to Jamie.
Exactly. Like, get up and, like, walk away. Go somewhere else.
Exactly. But what makes it worse to me is that it's not, okay, let's say he didn't get up. Fine. He doesn't get up. He's distracted by her. But the fact that during his interview with just him and a producer or him and a camera is that he says, you know, it was really hard. I was really distracted. And that's what bothers me.
He's almost trying to sound cool.
Exactly. You're not cool, Ben.
You're not cool.
You need a haircut.
I'm sorry. You need a haircut. But hopefully Courtney will be gone next week, as Josephine Badarenko says. And she says, I think she's so evil. I think she will do herself in, hopefully next week. I can't wait to hear this week's podcast. Carolina and Greg T. Rock. Love you guys. So a little shout out there to your favorite show.
The Elvis Duran Show. I love the Elvis Duran Show. I've been listening since I was 16. So Carolina and Greg T are from the Elvis Duran Show. So
I would love to have them on our show at some point.
Maybe one day.
You never know. Scary. Anyways, go ahead.
So then we have Ben with Emily. And I think she's learned her lesson. She says, I have to tell you that there's another man in my life. Chief.
That was awesome.
It was really cute.
That, you know what? She really redeemed herself. She brought herself out of the no Roseville, I think, with that comment.
Exactly. And then she says she said that she just wants to focus on the two of them. She's not going to talk about anyone else, which I thought was good. But then she does something really interesting where she says to the camera that maybe she thinks she misjudged Courtney. And
whoa.
Then
no, you didn't.
And then apologizes to her.
Well, you know, I appreciate her going, like, trying to take the high road and trying to smooth things out. I appreciate her trying to do that. I don't think she had to, because really, like, it's water under the bridge at this point, and you're not going to be able to change Courtney's mind, which ends up being completely true, because Courtney's like, well, you know, I'm not the kind of person that can forgive and forget. Apparently, you're not a normal,
yeah,
nice person.
Good luck in a marriage, by the way.
Yeah, right?
And she said that we'll never be friends. So,
jeez,
that's that.
Terrible.
Courtney was really upset when Lindsay got the rose. That was great.
That was good.
So then Courtney gets all dolled up and waits for Ben to come to her room. That's a little ridiculous.
Oh, Courtney.
And like the thing is though, and then she starts saying that always ends up dating men who end up not appreciating her. I'm like a little annoyed at the producers because all of a sudden we're supposed to feel bad for Courtney. It's like they've made her out to be this villain. I mean, they really have.
Yeah, well, it was easy.
No, it was easy, but, you know.
But they haven't shied away from it. They've embraced it.
And then all of a sudden they play this, like, you know, sad music and Courtney saying, it's just, you know, I always end up with guys that don't appreciate me. And all of a sudden
he's obsessed with you. Come on. Because he's not leaving the other women to come hang out with you. That's not normal. Bachelors don't normally do that.
No. So we have the Blakely and Rachel date.
2-on-1.
Which is interesting because Blakely was like so excited about this date.
Yeah, throughout the whole episode, she's like, I can't wait. Oh, it's going to go great and blah, blah, blah. And it didn't right. go well for her. So what was Blakely wearing, though? It looked like she was – her outfits are so like
– 90s?
90s looking. I know. Yeah, yeah. I know that's normally something you would say, but
– Exactly. She dresses kind of odd. So they're salsa dancing, blah, 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 and yeah. They're trying to get each other jealous.
Well, Blakely's a little over the top with the dancing. Like, she's trying a little too hard to show off her moves.
She is. And you can just tell, I mean, Ben thinks she's attractive, obviously, but you can tell there's nothing really there.
Right.
But I don't know if there's much there with him and Rachel either, to be honest. Rachel and Ben have some nice alone time, and then Blakely and Ben have alone time, and she starts to cry and shows him a scrapbook she made, which we talked about earlier, that you could just tell Ben wasn't that much into, and he gives the rose to Rachel. I think Blakely was shocked.
She was shocked.
She leaves very abruptly. She's really upset. I mean, he's chasing her. Blakely, stop. But what bothers me about Ben, which is what our listeners, Tessa and Rachel, said in their voicemail, is that when he lets these girls go, he always gives the same speech to them.
The exact same speech. I have a theory about it, but keep going.
He always says, you know, my other relationships are further along with other women. And that's the reason. And I think, before you tell me your theory, I think that that's a horrible thing to say because it makes these girls think that, oh, but if I just had more time with him, then he'd like me just as much. Or, and that's not really the reason, Ben. So just be honest. Say that you have stronger feelings for other women and you just don't see your relationship with Blakely going any further. And I'm sorry. I mean, just be honest.
My theory is this. He keeps saying the same darn thing every single time. And I think it's because before the show began, you know, he's having these sit-down conversations with the producers, and he's like, so, like, what advice can you give me? Like, what can I say to a girl when I have to let her go? And I think you've seen other bachelors say this in the past, the same exact thing. Well, you know, just say to them, your relationship with the other girls has progressed. You know, you don't want to tell the girl that you don't like her or that – you know, she's ugly or whatever.
You don't have to say that, but you can say, you know what? I'm just not feeling it. I know that's harsh or whatever, but I just want to let you know that I think you're awesome and I think you're a great girl. And I know that there's an amazing guy out there for you. And I know this is really hard, but I just want to be honest with you. It's not because his relationships are further along with other women. If he's saying that, then it makes these other girls think that they didn't get enough alone time with him, like Blakely.
The bottom line is he's a wuss, and wusses don't want to be upfront with how they're feeling. And so that's why he doesn't want to say, I'm just not feeling it, because he's taking the easy road out by giving it some sort of excuse like, well, you know, just I'm further along in my relationship. Hmm. It's a cop-out thing to say. It's a cop-out thing.
I'm done with him. What's with the random stray cat that's like in the alley walking with Blakely?
Look, what the cat dragged in? Is that what they're inferring? I don't know. Very weird.
And then Rachel tells the camera that she wishes Blakely a good flight, which was kind of mean. But so all of a sudden, Chris Harrison shows up.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. And he has to speak with KCS. And he says, "It was brought to my attention that you were in love with somebody else. You have a boyfriend named Michael."
Can I just channel you again for a second here? Again, an outfit thing that I was noticing. KCS's thing that she was wearing.
Her thing that she was wearing. That's what you call it.
It looks like, remember when you were in kindergarten and you would do finger painting and the teacher would say, "All right, now everyone bring in one of your dad's old dress shirts and you'll wear it backwards." I feel like that's what she was wearing. It was like, what in the world?
It was very odd.
So anyway, so they're talking and he's like, "I'm aware of a relationship that you're in." Right. She's stunned.
Yeah, she's shocked. She says that it's not true, but Chris asks her a bunch of questions and she finally admits that she is still in love with Michael. Chris says we should go talk to Ben. And she tells Ben what's going on and Ben's like, "I wish you told me sooner." And he's not really understanding, which I get, but her tears are some of the first real tears, quote unquote, real that we've seen this season. Like, you can tell that she's really, really upset. You can tell that she's not just crying, "Oh, I'm sad," but she's really pained.
To go back to Ben for just a second, he did say on his blog at people.com that he felt bad about how he handled that situation.
Really? Okay.
And he said that he could have been a little more understanding. He was just really caught off guard, he felt. So.
Did he say anything about on his blog that you know of about skinny dipping?
What did he say? He addressed it, and he was like, it was a great moment, and what guy could turn that down? Something like that. Something.
So he didn't even say, "I shouldn't have done that being on the show."
But he did say, "I can understand... if the girls found out later on, I could understand why they got upset, but it was just, I was living in the moment," and typical junkie answer.
That's right. He's not with the girl anymore that he's picked because he said that. So Ben tells KCS, "I think you should go home." And what was with Chris having his iPad?
I think he was showing her emails or something.
You think so?
Got. Yeah. Then they just cut that out.
So
but I was like, "All right, Chris Harrison rocking the iPad there."
One thing that I found interesting was when he first went in to get Casey. I don't know if anyone noticed this, but she was barefoot. All the girls are just hanging around, and then she just walks into the car
barefoot.
To go to the airport, with no shoes. You can't let this girl get her flip flops on first. I do feel bad for her. And you know what? You could tell that she's genuinely crushed because it's not like, "Oh, I'm in love with this guy and I'm going to go back and we're going to be together forever." It's, "I'm in love with this guy, but I don't want to be in love with him because he doesn't ever want to marry me."
Right.
So I did feel bad for her.
That was a really tough one. Yeah. I mean, because I don't think that I don't want to say she did anything wrong. I mean, maybe a little bit, but...
It's not like, "Ha, ha, ha, I'm in love with this guy."
She wasn't a Bentley, which actually brings up a email here from our good friend Rich. Rich is a frequent contributor to the podcast here. He's let's just call him, and I feel like him and Ryan are our unofficial co-hosts on the show.
Yeah. These two email us, which is great.
Very frequently. Rich says, "Between this situation and Bentley... Harrison calls this girl out for having feelings on an old boyfriend, but doesn't say jack about Schmucko Bentley being there for the wrong reasons." Discuss.
True, Rich. Very, very true. And I said that a bazillion times about Bentley. It bothers me so much that the producers never said anything to Ashley.
Not to sound like a broken record.
But.
On Chris Harrison's blog on entertainmentweekly.com, he says this. He says, "I didn't want to make the same mistake that I did with Bentley, and I wanted to give Ben a fair chance and this girl a fair chance to explain herself in front of Ben as to what was going on."
I love how Chris is like, "I didn't want to." He makes all the decisions on The Bachelor.
No, he calls the shots.
Yeah, you're just the host.
No, you're just the guy. That's
exactly.
But so apparently... He's trying to make up for
his
sins.
All right. I'll be not like Courtney. Forgive and forget. So What do you think about it at the cocktail party? Courtney's like, I feel like I'm going home. Just kidding. I can't stand her. But this is the thing. When Michelle Money was on, Brad's season?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we couldn't stand her. And then we wound up liking her on Bachelor Pad.
Right.
There's a big difference, though. Michelle Money wasn't like, she came off as evil, but she didn't come off as odd or weird.
Right.
Courtney's like, I feel like there's something wrong with her.
I agree.
Like, I feel like I'm going home. Just kidding. She's weird.
My glasses can go higher than anyone's.
Yeah, like what? Like,
are you really?
I almost think that maybe she has a below average IQ. Like, it's something like that.
Hmm.
I'm serious. I'm not saying this to make fun of her. I'm being completely serious. I honestly think she has like a disability in some way.
Yeah,
I think there's something wrong with her.
I think I said stuff like that in the past too.
But she's a little odd. Okay.
So let's wrap stuff up here with Jamie.
Jamie has a surprise for him. She says,
"Let's go to 0 to 60."
And she straddles him and makes out with him while ripping her dress. Did you notice that?
Jeez. Talk about a Hail Mary play here.
And
oh my gosh.
He's like, I don't want an instruction manual on how to kiss.
I felt like she was like a robot. I'm like, oh no, JamieBot 5000 is malfunctioning. Quick, someone pull the power cord. Like, what was the deal with that? That was really, really weird. I guess I just feel bad for her because she...
I felt bad. She went home, obviously.
Obviously.
So Nikki, Courtney, Emily, during the rose ceremony, they get roses. He barely walks her out. Like, they don't show that.
Yeah, it was very...
She's like, all right, goodbye.
Blah.
And she gets into the limo. I wonder if all limo drivers in Panama wear such cool hats. A limo driver had a cool hat.
Good question.
And they're headed to Belize.
Belize. Oh, one of our favorite destinations.
Yeah.
So that brings us to the end of our recap here and our 50th episode little bonus feature here. So we're going to tell you...
Which none of you probably care about. I'm so sorry that we're making this such a huge deal.
People like... But you see, Nicole, this is the thing. You don't understand. People like behind the scenes info. Okay. They like the curtain being pulled back, the mystery revealed just slightly. And so we want to tell you the story of how the Bachelor podcast came to be and how Nicole and I started watching The Bachelor together. We've watched every single season together, right?
We have.
I think minus maybe the first episode or two of the first season.
First season, yeah.
And then maybe I think there was one or two seasons that we didn't watch at all. I think I didn't watch...
What's his name?
The first Bachelorette I never saw with...
Trista. Yeah, Trista. Me either. I mean, I saw a few episodes, but...
And then the second Bachelor I never saw. I forget his name.
Aaron.
But I did see Andrew Firestone at your house during a marathon. Mm-hmm. And then Deanna Pappas we never saw together.
Yeah, because I couldn't stand her, so I didn't want to watch it.
So, but the story is that Nicole and I were dating when The Bachelor first started.
We were.
And it was one of the first shows that we started watching together. And... You know, I was trying to be a good boyfriend. I'm like, yeah, whatever you want to watch. The Bachelor sounds great.
What's the show?
Deep down inside, I'm thinking, this show is like evil. This is like the degradation of humanity. We're all going to
Back then, there weren't any reality shows, really. This was a big deal.
This was like...
This guy that has all these women, he's going to pick one to marry. Right. I mean, this was a big deal.
There was this and maybe like Blind Date at the time, which I loved.
Right.
So I was like, all right, I'll give The Bachelor a chance. And... thankfully, you gave me a chance, and we kept dating, and we had a long-distance relationship for a little while there, but one of our rituals was to always watch...
The Bachelor.
The Bachelor.
Yep. Matt was a very good boyfriend.
So as the years went by, we got married, and one night we were sitting on the couch, and I always loved podcasts, and I try to get Nicole to listen to podcasts and stuff, and she's a big Elvis Duran fan, so she loves talk radio, and I was like, why don't we do our own podcast? You know, we like to argue and stuff about TV shows. What could we talk about?
So I said, all right, fine. So Matt literally just pulls out his phone and gets some app on his phone and presses record, and we just sat on the couch and did episode 1, sitting on the couch, via his phone. So if you listen to episode one, if you go back, you can tell the sound quality is not that great. We didn't have the sound system we have now, and 50 episodes later. So it's a lot of fun to do a podcast with your spouse.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun.
Especially when you give an opinion and you disagree, and then listener feedback agrees with you. So
you guys have solved many arguments in Nicole's favor, which
thank you so much.
Which is, I'm not surprised because she's smarter than me. But
I don't know about that. Well,
you're a better arguer than I am. I'll
probably. We want to thank you guys for listening to the Bachelor Podcast, and please send us your comments via Twitter. Twitter.com/bachelorpodcast, email thebachelorpodcast@gmail.com, or don't forget, you could always leave us a voicemail at 631-223-8435.
You can join the conversation at facebook.com, and please leave us a review on iTunes. I'd like to get a few more reviews on there, so you can just go to iTunes, go to the iTunes store, search for The Bachelor Podcast, and we will show up there. Drop us a review. It really helps us get new followers. And let me just say thank you to all of you for making this the most successful month in Bachelor Podcast history. We've had record numbers for us this month as far as downloads go. It doesn't mean anything. We've never made 1 cent on the show. We just do it for the love of it because we just have so much fun doing it and hearing from you guys. So thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a part of it. Please keep those emails and voicemails coming. We love hearing from you, and it's you guys make it worthwhile, so thank you so much. Episode 50 brings a tear to my eye.
I know.
Here's to 50 more, Nicole.
Here's to 50 more.
All right. Well, see you guys later. Adios.
We must be in love.